And they're all custom bacons today. Have several different machines, but that's probably the one that's used the most right there, that bacon slicer.
Janice Thomas is walking through a giant meat cooler at Swiss Meat and Sausage in the small unincorporated village of Swiss in central Missouri. Workers are cutting bacon for a special order. Swiss Meat and Sausage is celebrating its 50th year in business, and Thomas says it's been very successful. But they need to grow, and that means more business online from far-flung customers.
Well, I think that's the one area where we need to expand. I mean, if there's one place that has some room, that's what we're hoping to expand in the future, is with our online ordering.
But that's where the problem comes in. Swiss has minimal internet access. It's not high speed, and it's unreliable. Thomas says it's her biggest barrier.
When it goes down, we can't get the orders, so it relies on that 100%.
Thomas says they invested in a satellite internet backup, but it's expensive and not reliable. It's a common problem for businesses that are in rural areas or looking to locate there. The lack of broadband service and no single unified effort to resolve the problem makes economic development much more difficult for regions that need to attract jobs. The struggles go well beyond traditional rural economic sectors like agriculture. Brewer Science is a microchip manufacturer based in Rolla, Missouri. They looked to build a plant in the nearby small town of Vichy 5 years ago. Rob Chin is the company's network administrator. He says the lack of good internet access was a major issue.
It did force us to redesign how some of our manufacturing systems worked to tolerate internet outages. We also added a backup connection from a wireless ISP, which is just the bare minimum we need to continue production.
Chin says if it weren't for the local company owner being committed to locating in a rural area, the business decisions would have made them look elsewhere. Tim Arbeiter says the struggles those companies face are played out countless times in rural communities across the Plains and Midwest. He's the director of broadband development for the Missouri Department of Economic Development. Arbeiter says businesses looking to expand or locate in a rural area start with a simple question.
Do I have the basic infrastructure needed to help me be successful in my respective business? And basic infrastructure now includes broadband, now includes high-speed internet. It is the utility of today.
Arbeiter says the answer often isn't what businesses want to hear, and they look to places with better internet access. While rural broadband issues are known and increasingly well-documented, the solutions are not as clear. Marshall Stewart leads the University of Missouri Extension and has adopted rural broadband as a pet project. He says there's a historical example, the Rural Electrification Project during the New Deal.
When it did, then it began to allow people to do commerce better. It allowed them to move product from the farm to the city. And I think what's happening in today's terminology is another iteration of that. Broadband today is what rural electrification was nearly 100 years ago.
But Stewart says the big difference is that rural electrification was a federally funded program.
The idea that there's going to be a sweeping federal effort to just fund broadband internet for the country, that's probably not going to happen wholesale.
Instead, he says, the solutions will be a combination of improved technology that will make it easier and cheaper to get broadband to rural areas, as well as targeted state and federal grant programs. The USDA announced in December it's offering $600 million in grants and low-interest loans to help expand broadband in rural areas. But businesses will rely upon internet service providers, rural co-ops, and local governments to apply for and get that federal money. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.